This is Earth and Sky on the subject of collecting shells.
Shells are created by soft-bodied animals called mollusks. A tiny shell covers a newly hatched mollusk. Calcium carbonate from their food or water is used to enlarge the shell as the mollusk grows. Many shells are beautifully curved and in gemstone colors. There are between 50 and 200,000 different species of mollusks, depending on who's counting. Each has a different kind of shell.
And maybe you're saying studying shells sounds great, but I don't live near the beach. But mollusks are everywhere, in forests, grasslands, and even deserts. Land snails may hide in leaf litter or on tree trunks, and mussels burrow into sand under stream beds.
Do be aware, though, in some coastal areas, shell collecting is banned or limited to certain seasons. Other than that, it's easy, and you don't need a lot of expensive gear. You'll want a notebook so you can jot down where you collected each shell and the date. An old window screen is handy for sifting through beach sand, mud, or leaf litter. A magnifying glass or hand lens is useful. A collection of containers will keep your shells from being crushed when you carry them home. And a basic field guide can help you identify what you find.
For more, come to today's show at earthsky.org. Thanks to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.